This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I figured out leftists. Yeah, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, leftists are from Pluto, whatever. But here's what I'll tell you. I figured them out. They're, most of the things that leftists have a problem with is born straight up ignorance. Just born of straight up ignorance. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They don't know. And what's sad about leftists is they don't know what they don't know. They think they're experts in everything, and they're dumb. They're dumb because they listen to other people without questioning. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he runs a charity that mentors a lot of kids in Compton. And we were having a conversation, and I said to him, I said, there's only one thing in life, man, that I've ever done where I just empty my cup. And that is with martial arts. Anything else, I've questioned. And I said, and I'll tell you, it backfired in the martial arts. And he goes, how so? Because I was telling him, I said, when I, in academia, I questioned everything. A teacher would say, the sky is blue. And I would go, is it really blue? Because I was reading a report that said, blue is sort of the color that we've been made to see because of the ultraviolet rays, or the ultraviolet rays are reflective, and that's the only part of the spectrum that we see. But the sky is really this, that, and the other. And the teacher would be, because I was this studious little kid that was like, no, is it really that? Isn't it just a refraction of the light, and that's the layer that gets seen? You know, that's the visual spectrum that we can see as humans, and this, that, and the other. Ooh, this kid is deep. But I didn't do that in the martial arts. I was told at a very young age, when you come into the dojo, you empty your cup. Don't question what the you know, the person tells you, and empty your cup. And you did it because you would get your butt kicked. You would get your butt kicked. Master so-and-so, sensei, why are you throwing that kick? You're waking up like, where was I? You don't remember the question you were trying to answer because they would get just bopped. Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you couldn't do it today. Kids, you know, lawsuits and all that, dojos would be shut down. You just listen to the kids. But in the old days, man, you didn't question. There was a thing that said, I remember one of my first lessons is, don't come in here with, if you've been to another school, don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear what that instructor's done. This is what you're going to learn here. Empty your cup. Cup is not half full. You don't have any knowledge. You pretended as if you knew nothing. And you learned. And then, as I matured in the martial arts, and they'd say, Mr. Jackson, why don't you take the 6 to 8 year old group, this is years later, okay? Why don't you take the 6 to 8 year old group and you would teach them certain techniques? Great. So I'd go over there. These kids hadn't had the same speech I had because they were younger kids, much younger. And I'm over, you know, new black belt over such new school. Mr. Jackson teaching, okay. Okay, kids, let's line up and do this. We're going to do this. Hand up. Yeah, you. Little ugly kid. Sir, why do we punch like that? And I'm like, what? How dare you? How dare you question me? And so you teach all these techniques and go from school. Because I was at multiple schools I would visit. Mr. Jackson, will you teach our these kids? Sure. Go over and teach them. Why? But do you have to have your foot like that? And I would go, I never asked that question. I just did it. Now, I knew the physics of it. I would say the reason why you keep your shoulders straight and you don't let them go off parallel is because you don't get the power. You overreach. You overpunch. You have to learn how to square the shoulders. You have to learn how to roll the punch. That's the physics of it. But I was never questioned it. I just did it. And then over time, I understood it. because I'd done it so much, and at that point, I'm getting engineering degrees and all this, so I get it, but you never ask. And what it did, and I'll say this, it made me a better instructor because these kids would ask. So I encourage them now to ask. It was by accident. I'm not telling you that it worked in the sense that, you know, liberalism said, you know, let them ask questions because it slows down the class. But as I'm teaching it now, I'll say, okay, you're going to do this, you're going to punch this way. And the reason I'm going to punch this way is because if you don't, you won't generate the power. And if you don't generate the power, inside of your own mind, if you can't move a heavy bag, you're going to ask yourself, can I move a person when I punch him? And if you have any doubt, you're never going to have a black belt mentality. Because a black belt mentality says, I don't have any doubt about the outcome of this. I don't even care about the outcome of this. Because if I do have to pull my weapon, which is me, it has to be a cause I'm ready to die for. You get it? So, yeah, I'm glad these kids eventually challenged me and made me challenge myself and made me understand things and made me understand that squaring that punch up is where the power came from, and I didn't have to be 250 pounds to deliver a 250-pound punch. That I didn't have to be 6'4", 250 pounds to have the attitude of a 6'4", 250 pound person because I was ready. I was mentally and physically ready. And every little tweak of the body, every little roll of the fist, every little hardening of the body, the mind, body, and spirit was all for the effort of peace. To never use my weapon. But to be ready to use it. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal to be ready to go to battle, hoping you never do, but be ready. So you're training every day. Mentally, I hope you're training in many ways. I hope you're taking care of yourself in a multitude of ways. But what you come here to do with this show is you come here to understand that there's a lesson in all of this. You should be there should be a curiosity about everything that's happening to you. And in that curiosity, as you ask more questions and engage, trust me, people are going to test you. They're going to want to know, what is your level of expertise? Why are you coming over here to teach me something? Do you know enough to teach me? Are you the person that I should pay attention to because you know how to roll that punch and you know how to square up those shoulders and you know how to slip a punch? And you know how to breathe properly? I tell people all the time, you only have about 60 seconds of air in your breath, in your lungs. If you're lucky. If you're training, maybe you have a little bit more, a little bit less. But that's it. So you better know how to breathe. Well, metaphorically, you better know all the things that I just told you when you're engaging with leftists. Engaging in this fight for your survival.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
U.S. officially out of the Paris Climate Accord. How are we going to survive? I don't know how the world is going to make it because the U.S. has pulled out. And we were going to be the biggest patsies in that deal you can imagine. I'm so glad we're out of it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I have conservatives that will send me notes. A guy sent me a note, Kevin, I love your show, but you got to pay attention to this climate change thing. And I go, I don't have to pay attention to anything. See, I am a scientist. You got to give me real evidence about stuff. And the evidence that I've seen, I don't have to look at a professional journal. I don't have to look at anything. I know enough about the science that I've been taught as a guy with the degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and who has traveled many, many places and lived in many, and has an understanding of urban versus rural living and so on and so forth, and how the earth rotates and tilts on its axis and so on, and you know, that type of thing. And here's what I can tell you with 99.9999999999% certainty: global climate change is nothing but weather, and there is nothing you can do about it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Well, scientists say. Scientists don't know jack. They said they say nothing that makes any sense beyond what I already can see with my own eyes. And here's what they'll do. There's more hurricanes occurring this year than last year. Okay. And what did you say when there were fewer hurricanes the year before that? I don't have to debate you. Oh, it was the hottest year on record. Okay. Where was it? Across the entire planet. Okay. Was it colder anywhere on record? Was it the coldest year on record anywhere during the hottest year on record? Just answer my question. The polar ice caps are melting away. Then why are they coming back? The ocean levels are doing that. I can show you where when the ocean levels rise, that's a good thing. I mean, there's nothing that they say that you don't need to debunk. And I mean, it's not easy to debunk. And in some cases, you might go look up, do a Google search on oceans rising, and there'll be 50 articles on, the ocean rose, but it helped in this ecosystem, and it did that. Look, let me explain something to you. This is what I was told years ago when I was a kid, and I'd be mad that it rained for my baseball game or it rained for something I wanted to do and I wanted to be outside or whatever. And you know what my grandmother said to me? You know you don't, because I'll just have to tell you. She said to me, boy, she said, shut up and quit complaining. God knows what needs to happen. That's what she told me. And I remember thinking, okay, well, I believe in God, and I understand that. He's omnipotent, and I can't question that. I'm mad because I don't get to do what I want to do outside. But I do understand it. God knows what water needs to be where, why. It's a drought. Okay, it's devastating to this ecosystem. There was a drought. You have no clue why he shifted that water to another location. But see, we as man, we want to control it all. We want to be able to, why can't the desert not have be a desert? And why can't this and that? Because there's a reason for it all. And it's too big for you to understand. And we can build computer models and think we know it all, and you don't. All these things can be answered in the cycle of the earth. I was telling my aunt the other day, I said, we were talking about, global climate forest and all that. And I said to her, I go, you do realize that the moon moves 3 inches farther away from the earth every year. She goes, no, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, it's a fact. Google it. She's got Alexa. I said, ask Alexa. It'll tell you. The moon moves away. I said, it's insignificant because the moon affects our tides, right? And other things, gravitational force and so on and so forth. But it's moving away. Science has proven this. So what it means is, at some point in the future, the moon is going to move far enough away to where it has much less gravitational impact. And that's going to be the end of Earth. It's going to stop. The tides are going to stop. The flow of the tides is going to stop. That's part of the circulation and the cooling of the Earth's core. The jet stream will stop. And a host of other things are going to happen that we probably haven't modeled, but they'll learn what it is. And we're doomed. And that's why, honestly, God, you've got religion, because you're sitting there going, why am I here? I'm on a ball floating in space. I don't understand why. And it's destruction. We're all dying. There's not going to be a generation that doesn't die away. We're all dying. So why am I here? And the answer is, it's a big cosmic mystery. It probably points to the reason why you should pick up your Bible every now and then. I'm not trying to give you a lecture, but I'm just saying, answering that question will make you get very introspective and possibly a little bit scared. But yeah, so we dump the Paris Climate Accord because Donald Trump, in his wisdom, saw exactly what the left was doing. They want to fleece his citizens, his compadres. They want you to pay for something that no man, woman, or child in the history of the world has paid for air. We're paying for water. They'll charge you for that. But we aren't paying for air. You want to get out of bad air? Move out into the country. Give me your worst city. China. Whew. There's some bad, bad pollution in China. Go 20 miles outside. Nothing. Beautiful air. So I'm glad he pulled out. Smartest move. And the world is they're going crazy. You want to know why? Because it doesn't work without us. There's a professor from MIT that gives an amazing summary of the climate change. He says, if you were really going to solve it, you would reduce emissions, right? That's what you should be doing. They aren't reducing emissions. They're charging you for your emissions. They're saying, in fact, the climate accord stuff is worse. It allows you to be a bigger polluter if you just pay the tax. So what the global climate farcists want you to believe is that they're going to save the planet because they're going to make people stop with these pollution, you know, these emissions. They're not doing that at all. They're saying, pay your tax and we'll let you pollute. Who gets the money? Not you. That I guarantee you. You are not going to get the money. So it's global climate farce. And for those who, oh, well, Kevin, that's, you know, this, you want to dispute me, go look at how this is all set up. There is a level of bureaucracy. And let's say for the sake of discussion that we need to stop right in our tracks with where we are on emissions and not go higher. I dare you to find me something that doesn't allow countries to all exceed that limit. And they pay the tax. Find me something. Why am I confident? Because it doesn't exist. They can't find it. You can pay to pollute. That's not saving the planet. And the reason is, they know that the planet doesn't need saving. You're not fooling me. Glad we're out of this stupid deal. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says NATO is getting much stronger.
We have a lot of countries stepping up and putting up a lot of money. The number as of this moment is exactly $131 billion. That's a year. But it's not enough.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are now attending a NATO reception hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the presidential race, as she told staff on a call today. as far as what led to Senator Harris's downfall, Scott Bolden, former chairman of the National Bar Association, tells Fox News.
I think the number of candidates in the race, I think Biden hurt her tremendously in regard to the black vote. And you got to move. And the last, say, 3 to 6 months, we didn't see her moving in the right direction.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Boy, if there's a story that sort of depicts where things are today with our youth, this is certainly it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, they now believe that kids, teenagers, should do weight loss surgery to solve teen obesity. When I was growing up, I'm going to say, and look, this is not scientific at all, but maybe there were, I'm thinking about my junior high and high school. In my high school, we didn't have any fat kids, so I went to military school. And it just wasn't allowed. Yeah, we ran the fat out of you. I remember these kids coming to school at summer camp in Texas, 100 degrees, high humidity. And, you know, they'd be out there with rifles over their head running around the platoon. We had it was a 2-week summer camp before school started where some parents would send their kids, and we called it fat camp because these kids would be overweight. I'm telling you, the kids would lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. I mean, just sweat it off. I remember this one kid, I can't remember his name, but I can see him running around, and he would just beat red, with his rifle over his head, running around his platoon. And by the end of that 2 weeks, that dude had lost a solid 20 pounds. And by the end of the semester, he was a lean and mean fighting machine. I remember thinking, boy, that was successful. This school works. 844-551-8255, KJRadio.com. But forget military school. In my school, I went back to my final semester of my senior year at Brady High School. And I'm going to say, and I'm going from memory, but I can tell you this. There were less than 5 people, and I can't remember 3 of them, but there were less than 5 people who I would call obese. There were a couple, you know, portly people. One of my buddies, Robert Jones, he's a Chubbs, you know, but not like overweight. He played football on the team and all that. It was just a bigger kid. There were some bigger kids, but no super fat kids. Nobody that I would be looking at for gastric bypass, as an example. Today, these kids are fat. And you know why they're fat? Because they're fluffy, not only in the body, but they're fluffy in their minds. They have no ability to go through hardship to say, you know what, I'm picking up weight. I'm gonna go out and do something about it. And in fact, you can't even bring it up as a parent. You're fat shaming your kid. No, you're not. You're making your kid have respect for their body. If my sons, any of them, had gotten fat, I would have said, hey, you are picking up weight. We're going to go on a routine. You're going to understand your body and respect your body. That's what would have happened. Wouldn't have been fat shaming. It would have been, how long do you want to live? I mean, is there life shaming? Does that count? Does it matter that you want your children to live long, healthy lives? Well, it's funny. Michelle Obama can talk about, you know, eating the right foods and all these other things and everything is great. But if you talk about it, it's fat shaming. It's crazy, man, how crazy this world has gotten. Here's what this is. The guidance issued Sunday by the American Academy of Pediatrics is based on a review of medical evidence, including several studies showing that surgery in teens can result in marked weight loss lasting at least several years with few complications. In many cases, related health problems, including diabetes and high blood pressure, vanished after surgery. All right, let's say that's all true. Here's what I say. I say we've got a generation of softies, mentally and physical softies, snowflakes as we call them. Used to be snowflakes was a white chick, but now snowflake means, you know, weak. Anyway, so you got these generation of fluffies that can't handle anything mentally or physically taxing, and we're giving them another way out. As opposed to saying, look, get in the gym. Go work out. Get it done. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are some kids that have thyroid issues, things like that. I understand that. And they carry extra weight. And I do think that you could consider it. But I think that it's like we've allowed these kids to say, I'm going to jump immediately to the resolution, if you will. So instead of actually trying to do something and getting their medal, earning their medal, these kids just jump to the easy thing. And I'll go back to bullying, because I know that's a touchy subject for a lot of leftists. They always talk about bullying. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. Bullies are needed. I don't care what anybody tells you. Bullying is needed. Every time I watch one of these Maury shows or whatever where they're like, you know, I got bullied because of my looks in high school. And I went, you know, from terrible to fantastic. And then they do the show and the person comes out and they confront their bully. And here's what's funny about it. Sometimes it's not even bullying. It's a guy that made a comment one day that said, nah, I don't want to date her. You know, she's not cute enough. I have no attraction to her. I remember when you said that you had no attraction to me, and that just devastated me. And I remember fighting all my life saying, you will be attracted to me, and look at me now. And the guy's like, yeah, I'd be attracted to you now. You look great. He goes, I'm sorry my comment about you 20 years ago that I wasn't attracted to you hurt your feelings. But the fact remains, I wasn't attracted to that. But you, the way you look now, oh, well, you can look at it and feast on it. He's like, I don't need to feast on anything. I knew what I wanted then, and I know what I want now. You're the one with the problem. You understand what I'm saying? This is where we are in this country, where you can't even say something like, no, you're not my type. As a dude, let me explain why guys are so much tougher than women. Let me explain. I know that was a misogynistic comment, right? Let me explain. Because we know how to get rejected. A guy, you walk in, you're not a girl's type. You say, hey, ladies, how you doing? okay, hey, it's good talking to you, whatever. You buy some chick a drink. Nah, you're not my type. Well, okay, hey, thank you. Do you wonder why we know how to negotiate? You want to know why we get through the world and navigate these minefields? Because we have learned about rejection. We get it early on. We deal with it. And so a guy early on, she said, oh, you're not this, you're not that. Okay, fine, I'll get in the weight room. I'll start lifting some weights. I'll go get on the track team. We look for solutions that overcome whatever the issue is. I cannot tell you how many times that a dude will hit the gym. He's like, yeah, man, got to put the muscles on. You know, girls like the muscles. You know, and the girl that he's after may never like him. But guess what? Other girls will. Other girls will. Or they'll like his attitude. Because his attitude is, you know what? I don't care. I'm going in the gym. I feel good about myself. Yeah. But boy, we have raised a group of kids that are looking for the easy way. They don't want that. Look, they showed a picture in this article about this girl, this weight loss surgery for teens. And this girl went from, 260 pounds down to 140. She lost part of herself. I mean, she lost more weight, enough weight to have doubled herself, to create a new version of her. Okay? That's how much weight. And it was dramatic. And she looked a lot different. I'm sure she looked great. But here's, let me tell you what she's not prepared for. She's still not prepared for life. She's still not prepared for the rejection of guys. I tell people all the time, if you don't earn it, it doesn't, you don't feel it. It's like people tell me, Kevin, can I get a black belt in 2 years? Yeah, you can. Somebody can give you that. They can strap that on you. But if you haven't earned it, if you don't go through the battle scars and you haven't had people kicking at you and punching at you and hitting you hard and making you earn that, and somebody just says, yeah, you did all the requirements. You can throw the kicks and the punches, but you haven't been punched in the face enough. But yeah, no, okay, I got my black belt. No, you don't, because you haven't earned it. You haven't gone through that cycle where you got to take those licks and get up again, and somebody hits you hard and you're like, oh, crap, remember? Because once you've earned that, then you go, okay, I'm ready. But let me tell you what happens with these chubbies. They do this weight loss surgery. They tell you it is very important that you get your mental game in check, because you still see yourself as that chubby person. When it happens so quick, your mind doesn't have time to catch up, that you are not, you know, this. You may look good physically, but mentally you're still a chub. If that's the best way to put it, I hope I'm making people understand it. Mentally, you're still there. And until that mental thing takes over and says, you know, you are a beautiful person, you know, physically now, you have made this transition, you're still going to go after the same guys, you're still going to make the same mistakes, you may still even eat the same foods. Many of these people go back. That's why they put a disclaimer in there that says, oh, it doesn't always work, you know, it lasts a few years. What happens with that kid when it lasts a few years and they don't understand it? What happens? It's not good news. Yeah, and look, they go into all these aspects of it. I don't know how much I want to cover, but they say nearly 5 million U.S. children and teens are severely obese, a nearly doubling over 20 years. You want to know what I would say? We have a problem that is allowing these kids to double in obesity over 20 years. How about we solve that problem before we start letting these kids take, yet again, another easy way out? Doesn't make any sense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're winning. You're smarter. You're better looking. You're sharper. And they call themselves elite. But if they're elite, then we're the super elite.
What's up, Super Elite? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to another day, another episode of the Kevin Jackson Show. You can catch this show in podcast at kjradio.com. We're on Spreaker, we're on Apple Tunes, we're on, you name it, we're all over the place. And I hope you will check us out, share it with other folks. We have people that listen to this show every day. I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. But I really thank those who move this show over and share it with their friends and say, you got to check this dude out. Because we don't make any money from radio. We're trying to. We're going to follow the Dan Bongino model. Because Dan's doing a wonderful job of promoting his work, as he should. Dan's a sharp guy. But I think that our show offers as much as Dan's does, and we should figure out a way to make it work for us and get the word out and expand it. So we're doing that. And you're a big part of it. So thank you, folks, for doing that when you introduce the show to a friend. Just get them a segment. Let them listen to one segment and see if they like the smooth stylings of Kevin Martin Luther King's nephew. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man, Trump speaking on elites. Elites want to tell you how to live your life. They want you, they want to monitor you in every way. They want to be your daddy. And they want to do it through a big government. They can't. I want you to just understand, most elites couldn't be your daddy. You wouldn't accept them. An example. My producer's like, give him an example. Example. Would you want Bill Clinton as your daddy? I mean, you'd have a lot of money. You could fly around on jets. If you were a dude coming of age, he might take you to Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's probably still operational. Don't think it's shut down. He would probably introduce you to Weinstein, and then you guys would go to some spa, and they just let the girls come in. You know, who knows what these guys. Would you want Bill Clinton as your daddy? That's all I'm asking. Would he give you the time of day? If you were a young girl, be careful with your answer, because when you got to be about 14, Bill would stop looking at you as your daughter, as his daughter. He might start looking at you as a prospect. Oh, trust me. These so-called elites, they have things in their closet that they never want you to know about them. They have no moral compass. They will talk to you about endangered species as they eat, you know, condor eggs. They don't care. They are morally corrupt. They have so much money, they don't need to care about you. I want you to think about that. For just a second. You're Bloomberg. And they go, Bloomberg found out to be a pedophile. Or whatever he is. You think, this dude's worth $55 billion. Bloomberg can say, I'm a pedophile. I eat veal. I have ostrich eggs. I have an ostrich egg that will feed 20 people. I have one of those every morning. No, that's not the right one. Get a dodo egg. He's got all the last dodo bird eggs in a collection. The dude can do whatever he wants. You can't impact his money. He's got so much money tied into so many things. If you go, he's a pedophile, we got to do this or that. Unless you can seize his money, you got nothing on this dude. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to care. Now, if he was a good person, like Trump, Trump didn't have to care. Trump did not have to become president. The dude was a successful guy. He wanted it for the right reasons. Bloomberg doesn't want it for the right reasons. Bloomberg wants to build a nanny state. And don't listen to me. He says it in his own words. Here he is talking about taxing the poor.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things. So it's like saying, I don't want to stop using coal because coal miners will go out of work. Well, we'll lose their jobs. We have a lot of soldiers in the United States and the U.S. Army, but we don't want to go start a war just to give them something to do. And that's exactly what you're saying when you say, well, let's keep coal killing people because we don't want coal miners to lose their jobs. The truth of the matter is there aren't very many coal miners left anyways, and we can find other things for them to do. But the comparison is a life or a job, or taxes or life. Which do you want to do? Take your poison.
So it's regressive. It is good. There are lots of tax experts in the room and fiscal experts, and I'm very pleased that they hear you say that. And they all say the two things in life which are absolutely certain. One is death. The other one is tax. So you use one to defer the other one.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is exactly right.
Welcome back. A life or a job, taxes or life, right? So what is it? Give me a choice of. Well, using that analogy, then why do we have police? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to use that as your analogy, coal miner goes in, he's in a job where his life expectancy is less. Okay? So is it for police? So is it for military? He's saying, well, you don't have a big military, and then say, let's go start a war. No, but you have a big military so you can prevent war. Because preventing war is a lot less expensive than fighting wars. See, the problem is nobody challenges. They listen to this guy and they think he's an intellect. He's an elitist. He must know. He's rich. He's rich. He must know about guns. A guy that says, you shouldn't have guns, but he's got security that does what? Packs. Anybody? Anybody? Guns. He talks to you about fatty foods and sugary this and that. Do you think he monitors what he eats? Do you think he would dare monitor what a rich kid eats? A rich kid could have a diet of cake and ice cream, and Bloomberg won't say a word. But he wants to tax poor, which, for the record, I want to say where I agree with Bloomberg. I agree. Everybody should pay taxes. He's right. Let's get that out there. Kevin Jackson agrees with Bloomberg that everybody should pay taxes. But here's the problem. See, here's where we're together. Everybody should pay taxes. And here's where we divide. He says they should pay taxes because we want to monitor their behavior. If I tax sugary drinks hard enough, you won't drink them. Ergo, you'll live longer. So he wants to guide your behaviors through taxation. Admittedly, government does this. If government wants to inspire family, they could do things that inspire family. If you're married, you could get a huge discount off of your taxes. That would be an inspiration. That would make people do it. If you can deduct certain aspects of homes, your homeowners, home ownership, then you'll do it. So in other words, you can take the taxes, deduct rather the interest off of your home, and it's an incentive for you to buy the house versus rent the apartment. It's a good incentive. Things that are wholesome, things that build the economy. And so government can maneuver and do things that inspire people to do things that are good. But when it comes to your personal choice of do I want to have a 16-ounce or a 20-ounce drink, I think that's a bit of minutia. It may sound like a double standard, but it's not. But here's the bigger issue. Here's why I say everybody should pay taxes. Everybody should pay taxes because you're an owner. If you pay something to America, you got to feel a sense of ownership. The reason why, in my opinion, black culture doesn't care about, they're like, man, see, America's there to give me money. America's my bee, okay? America's my witch to clean it up for you. She's here for me. But if they paid a nickel in taxes and could take some ownership, things would change. I pay my taxes. When people say that, it has to have meaning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.